Good evening. I'm Robert Schuller, and I want to welcome you to Vital Living Monthly. That's right. I said Vital Living Monthly, also known as historically known as The Call, which we've been doing for over, 6 years now? It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is part of our Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls, and our Vital Living Ministry. On this podcast, we read the Bible, we pray, we talk about the impact our faith has in our lives and on the lives of others. So we interview inspiring guests, and tonight we have a very inspiring guest, and we have to give you, we are here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope. So we want you to share this podcast with others.
Absolutely. Please do. And this is Donna Schuller, and good evening, and thank you again for joining Robert and I on this Vital Living Monthly. I like the sound of that, honey. Our goal is to help you learn more about yourself, others, and God. And if you're on the phone call right now and would rather see us, just go to Robert Schuller Ministries Facebook page, because we're live right now. And or you can listen and watch later on the Facebook page as well. It'll be posted there, and it'll also be posted on a Robert Schuller Ministries YouTube channel. And, you know, once you post something, it goes on there forever and ever and ever and ever. So so I hope you will go on and subscribe at our YouTube channel. And also like us and, follow on Facebook. And that'll help a lot. It doesn't seem like that helps, but in this world we live in, all those likes and follows, they mean something in the business / ministry world. So please do that.
And if you see something on our Facebook page that you like, share it.
Yes, please share
it. Please share it with all your friends.
I didn't mention that. We like to answer questions on this call, so if something comes up for you, either write them in the Facebook comment. Sometimes we can see it. Yes, we can see that tonight. We can get there, or you can call. If you're on the call, if you've called in, then all you do is push the star and the 6 button at the appropriate time when we get questions. And I'm sure our guest, which we'll be introducing in just a few short minutes, or my husband or myself will be happy to answer your questions. So back to you, Robert.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you didn't mention was pray.com.
No, that comes up in...
And the reason I bring that up is we were praying on .com, pray.com,
yes,
back when the hurricane was a Category 4. And we're talking about Florence, of course, and it looked like it was going to completely destroy everything. We prayed. The prayer we prayed was, please downgrade this storm so it's not as devastating, so the winds are not as strong. And I think God answered our prayers. I really think he did. If you're one of the families who lost someone, that's really tragic. And it's just as bad for you as ever. And we pray for you that you'll find some comfort. But I believe for the most part, we have to say that God answered our prayers. And there's some knockdown trees and there's some flooding. But thanks be to God, I think it's not going to be another devastating Katrina or some of the other horrible hurricanes that took thousands of lives, which could be.
That's important.
We believe in the power of prayer. That's why we have our pray.com community, and Donna's going to be saying some more about that in a minute. But because we believe in prayer, we like to pray. So we want to ask you to join us for a time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can gather together around the world and join our hearts and our hands together in prayer. For we know that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are. And so you are here spiritually with us. Even though we are not together physically, we are together spiritually. And so hear our prayer, O Lord. And we come to you right now with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for all you're doing in our hearts and our minds and our souls. We pray for those those families tonight who are facing the loss of a loved one, who are facing the loss of property. We pray for those who are facing the loss of of their freedom or other challenges that they face. Be with them, O Lord. As they face their mountains, may they find the strength to be able to overcome the obstacles that are in their way, that they might be able to come, be drawn to you and use your power to succeed. And so we come before you in this time of thanksgiving and this time of prayer, realizing that together we can overcome all of our obstacles, and nothing is impossible with you. We love you, Lord, and we praise your name. Amen.
Amen.
So I have been talking about creation over the last few weeks on Sunday mornings. And tomorrow morning I'm going to be talking about sky on my message. But today, since I've been talking about creation.
A little hint. Our guest comes from somewhere that has a big, big sky.
The big
and it's
sky.
It's not what you're thinking, but it's close.
It's
a little hint.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might have given too much of that hint away. Sorry. But anyhow, I'm going to read the creation story from Genesis, and I pulled out the New King James Version because I like the New King James Version of the creation story better than some of the others. It just feels better to me because I've kind of grown up with it and reading it this way. So let me read from the very first words in the Bible. The first words in the Bible are these. In the beginning, God created. Powerful words. In the beginning, God created. And God is, even though he spent the first 6 days of his, in creation and rested on the seventh, does not mean that he hasn't gone back to work on day eight. And God started his relationship with us by creating, and he continues by creating. So with that, let me read these words. In the beginning, God created the heavens. And of course, that included the earth. I added a little bit in there, but it included the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathered together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seeds, and the fruit trees that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed it is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is itself according to its kind. God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning are the third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs and seasons and days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens and give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He set them in the firmament of the heavens. He gave the lights on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And so evening and morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with the abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to the kind, cattle and creeping things, beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and every living thing that moves on the earth. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So that's
beautiful.
That's our reading for this evening and for this week. And, you know, I talk about creation for a lot of reasons. In there we have the command from God for us to be responsible for this planet that he created just to put us on. And with that, he gave us the responsibility to make sure that we care for everything that is here. We have a responsibility. Take dominion means that means to be responsible for it. And so because of that, we need to care and be environmentalists in every possible way, because this planet is a very fragile thing, and we are on we need to maintain this planet not only for environmental reasons, but for our own human existence reasons. And so anyway, I want to talk a little bit about national parks, because one of the ways the United States has decided to protect and take responsibility in its in this calling of God to care for the earth is to create national parks. And what we have developed is 59 national parks. And last month, the National Park Service celebrated its 100th anniversary. And so we are very, very honored to be able to be in a country which has taken responsibility in this fashion. Mm-hmm. So as a result, we have 84.5 million acres of land that we have set aside as national parks to preserve and to maintain the beauty and the structure of its original intent. And as a result of that, last year alone, there were 330 million visits to these parks. Now, here's a question for you. What do you think is the most visited national park? I was surprised when I heard the answer. I thought for sure it'd be the Grand Canyon, but unfortunately, if you're thinking the Grand Canyon, it's a good thought. I was thinking that. I bet you thought that too. Most people think it's Grand Canyon, but it's a pale second to the number one. The number one is actually the Great Smoky Mountains with 9.5 million visits in a year. The second is the Grand Canyon with 4.5. They're 5 million visits behind the Great Smoky Mountains. Yosemite comes in third, and because of our guest today, she'll have an interest in this one.
another hint.
Yeah, another hint. The Grand Tetons, they're way down on the list as number 9, unfortunately. but they are magnificent.
Yep,
I love the Grand Tetons.
What's
and
the number there?
They are 2.6 million visitors to the Grand Tetons.
Probably because they're so steep.
I don't know. Well, with that, I'm going to let you introduce our guest.
Well, I have, really quick, I have the update because I don't want to be interrupted once we talk to our guest. So I'm just going to give us our ministry update quickly because there's a few significant changes since we met last month. I cannot believe how much our ministry has changed in just a month.
I'm on fire.
We forgot the little sign you printed out.
You want me to go get it?
If you can run back there, I'll read this and get to the second. So we changed the name from to Vital Living Monthly from The Call. And so everything's been rebranded Vital Living Weekly, daily, weekly, and monthly. This is monthly because we meet once a month in this fashion. Our inspirational videos launched 3 weeks ago. That's Vital Living Daily. They're only 1 to 2 minutes long. They're amazing. They're so powerful for only being 1.5 minutes long. And you subscribe to Robert Shuler Ministries YouTube, and then you click alert so you'll know when they're loaded. They're loaded every single day, Monday through Friday, without fail, every day. So we have a daily podcast. We have a daily blog. And what you need to do is you need to go to drshuler.org, which launched, probably less than 2 months ago. And please, again, connect with us, sign up for our prayer community. It's all on there, and it's so exciting. Finally, after 9 years we've been doing this, Robert Shuler Ministries, just he and I, finally we have everything located in one place, everything we do, including my nutrition ministry, our helpline for drug and alcohol abuse, our Sunday morning Vital Living Weekly church services. We have everything there, so we're so excited. And then Robert already mentioned the Vital Living Weekly Church, which is seen here on Facebook at 8 a.m. On Sundays, 8 a.m. Pacific, that is. You will see some big changes, and we're still tweaking it and figuring it all out with our
We've got a lot of tweaking to do yet,
but you're going to see some positive changes, and you know the idea is just to reach more people with the love of Jesus.
Exactly.
And so that's what we're doing. So stay tuned. And a couple more things because I'm getting real excited to introduce our guest. We already said like and follow the Robert Shuler Ministries Facebook page. Tell your friends to do that. Oh, this is the last but not least. Our podcast is now a daily podcast with the exception of Saturday, I think. Saturday, yes. And there will be a Saturday today because it's the 15th. So we have a daily podcast Monday through Friday plus Sunday service. We are now on iTunes. We are on Buzzsprout, Google Play, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher. I don't even know some of these apps. Podomatic, and on Alexa. So if you have an Alexa, you can go into your kitchen, your living room, your office, wherever you have it, and say, Alexa, please play Robert Shuler Ministries podcast. So, yes, we've been busy.
And so what do they hear? Do they hear the daily? Do they hear the monthly?
They hear it's in sequence. It's all by date. So they just hear, and you've got to do an intro to that. So Robert will be doing an intro. But I think you just do it, and we don't have an Alexa. But try it, okay? Try it out and let us know. And Robert's preaching on creation. He already told you that. He's preached a message on planting, which was cool, mountains, and tomorrow is on the sky, which just makes me go, it makes me think even more about our next guest. So I want to read you a little bit. It's really...
I'm thinking of the Grand Tetons.
Right now I am.
You're thinking about our national park.
I am so much thinking about that. So our next guest, this is really hard to kind of whittle down everything she does and everything she is. She's one of our closest friends, she and her husband both. She is a personality plus. and she's in a TV and is a TV personality and an actress. You know, it's funny, but she was discovered. Now, you're for sure, if you know who this is, you're going to know who I'm going to introduce when I give you this hint. She was discovered by Oprah Winfrey after just one cock-a-doodle-doo, and I can't even try to do it. We're going to make her do it tonight. And a bunch of other really weird sounds.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to.
Oh, she might have to. And as an audience member, she was there, and Oprah Winfrey got discovered, and then her career just took off. She was in The Princess Diaries. She and her husband dipped into the reality TV world when they appeared on, and they competed on Gilligan's Island. I won't tell you who won. She can tell you if she wants. Mindy was the entertainment anchor and reporter for the KTLA morning show for 6 years. And she's also, I've seen her host the KTLA Evening News. And she also has hosted Entertainment Nightly. You know, there's so much more I can say about her. I want to mention a little bit about her awards. She's recently named Woman of the Year by California State 70th District Assemblyman, Don Wagner. Mindy Stearns has earned the title through her tireless efforts to support and bring awareness to various charity organizations throughout Southern California, and I would guess now Wyoming. Mindy, along with her husband Glenn, founded the Stearns Family Charitable Foundation and the Live Changing Lives Gala, which we've gone to every single year. I think you've given the invocation at least once. And it was the premier charity here in Orange County, raising close to $4 million in 4 years. Mindy is still seen regularly. She's bringing attention to the arts and cultural events in Orange County on PBS's Southern California's Real Orange. So in addition to being named Woman of the Year, Mindy's been recognized as Dropmiss International, Woman of Distinction. She and Glenn have both just received amazing awards. They're very, very generous, very philanthropic. They're beautiful, wonderful people. I could go on and on, but you know what? I want to talk to her, so I am not going to. Oh, and the most important thing right now for our subject, she is a newly appointed board member to our National Park Foundation.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we are going to talk to Mindy Stearns. Are you there, Mindy?
I'm like, I'm here, but I'm wondering who the person you just introduced. She sounds kind of cool.
She's a really beautiful brunette.
Good Lord. That's not me.
And you know what?
Yes,
I forgot your most important role. You're a mommy. She's been two beautiful girls. And you know what's weird? Are they 9 and 12? I couldn't figure out. I'm like, I think they're 9
and
12.
They're 9 and 12 right now. I am facing a teenager and a 10-year-old.
Oh, we've done it 4 times.
Yes, you have. I should be calling you because I'm entering into the danger zone. It's what, you know, they do. I need lots of prayers, people. But it's on her hand.
Yep.
I am sitting here, as I'm speaking to you, I am sitting here looking at the sun setting over the Grand Teton. View out my window. I am looking at the Grand Majestic Mountain, and the sun is on the backside of it, and it is just ending the day in this beautiful fall day in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's so pretty up here.
It sure is.
Well, that's why I thought you'd want to know that. It's the 9th most visited national park in our country. So,
goodness, I don't doubt it. That's why we sometimes head out in the summertime. There's a lot of people here.
Exactly.
Incredible
Absolutely.
Park.
And we've had you on the call before, you and Glenn both. And the last time you were on the call, we were actually with you in your beautiful home in Jackson, Wyoming, looking at the Grand Tetons. Was that 3 or 4 years ago? I didn't have time to look that up. Three or four years ago.
My goodness. That's too many years.
It's been a while.
Too many years. So, well, I love that you're celebrating all the parks and nature. I wake up every day and I look out at this. I have had more photos on my phone of this landscape than probably anywhere I've ever been. It's just every day God makes a masterpiece, and I am trying to capture it as best I can on my iPhone.
Well, I see a lot of them because I see them on your social media accounts. They're beautiful. They look fake.
I know. It looks fake when I'm looking at it.
I like the ones where the moose come up to your house and the elk and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
We have had moose, bear, elk, and wolf. I had a wolf in the backyard.
I didn't hear about that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a late night visitor, and my Newfoundland, thank goodness, had a chain on and was giving us a start, but the wolf just was right across the little pond. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
You just never know. We've had coyotes trying to, you know, we have a 180-pound Newfoundland, and he makes sure everybody knows whose home this is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can you tell us, I have a few questions for you. We both do.
Yes.
Can you tell a little bit about your board appointment? I know it's a brand-new appointment for you. When does it start? When are some of your responsibilities? And then we want to hear about the fundraiser for the national parks.
Well,
tell us whatever you want about that.
It's so interesting. This is I am probably most excited about this than any organization, only because it's non-political, it's non-partisan, mm-hmm. it's philanthropic.
Yeah.
It really, like when you think of the Park Service the national parks, it's not something.
We're losing you there, Mindy.
Mindy, you're cutting out a little bit.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call you right back on my landline because I don't think that'll
okay.
be a stronger.
Okay. We'll entertain
so
the
give me,
while you're off there.
Let me just do that right now. I will
absolutely.
Call you right
okay.
back.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you.
So, you know, one of the things that'd be really, really helpful that all of you can do, whenever you see one of our daily posts, that we have these five posts a week, a video. I think of them as a daily devotional. If you find one that you like, anytime you find it, share it with your Facebook friends and ask them to share it. And that will make a huge difference as far as letting people know what we're doing. If this call is helpful to you, share it on this from this Facebook page with your Facebook friends. And if you're listening if you're listening on phone and you know people
here I am.
Okay.
An MP3, then download it for them and let them listen to that as well.
Okay, Mindy's back. Hi there.
I'm back. I apologize for that. I need to talk to my cell provider to provide better cell service in the park.
Yes, you do. You know what? We turn we have our cell on and our internet on our phones. We have to go back and forth. We're forever having that problem. We can't cut off.
Yeah, you know what? It just is. And you know what? I don't mind. What I really enjoy about Yellowstone National Park, which we are so close to, and we've been up probably 20 times or more since we've lived here, that once you get into the park, there's no cell service. You just get to enjoy nature. And the kids put
wonderful.
The phones down, and they look outside, mm-hmm. and they enjoy like I used to do when I was a kid and driving through the parks. You just look outside, and you don't miss, and you look up. And there's been discussion about making more connectivity within the parks. But I think it's, you know, because that's the world we live in. And, you know, with many of the campaigns we're doing to try to create more awareness, you want to be able to take your picture and Snapchat it and Instagram it and Facebook it and whatever. So,
right.
I mean, I know there's some conversations, but, you know, there are spots within the park that have real good cell signal. But, you know, when you're in nature, I think you just should fully embrace it and enjoy it. So, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
There's no reason why people can't do that after they leave the park, right?
That's it. That's
yes.
true. That is true.
Exactly.
They should take
their pictures and post them later.
As soon as they get into their signals. So,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those double-edged swords because we're such an instant nation of now. Let's do it now, post it now, see it now, share now. And having that access when you're in the park also allows the more, you know, the word to get out about where people are and create more awareness and create more visual representation. The other side of it is, okay, they're crowded enough. We don't need, you know, we want more people, but it's like, let's just enjoy it and be present in the moment and enjoy all of God's incredible masterpiece that is right before you before cell phones became part of our
life. Absolutely. Well, you were an Orange County girl for a while. I know you still spend a lot of time here, but you were raised in Portland, Oregon. So you've been an outdoorsy person basically your whole life. I know that. About
you know what,
you, right?
Donna? I grew up. My dad, my mom, my parents probably instilled the greatest love for parks as a child.
Mm-hmm.
My father worked in the Forest Service in college and dental school, and so when we were young, we had a little tiny cabin on the Zigzag River, and we would go every weekend, and we'd be out playing in the waters. We'd be hiking Mount Hood. We'd be camping in Jefferson Wilderness. So I developed and cultivated a very deep appreciation and love for nature and looking at the stars and big trees and the smell of pine and everything natural. Mm-hmm. So this was a very exciting mm-hmm. appointment when Secretary Zinke confirmed my position on the board. It was a big deal for me, a real honor.
It is absolutely exciting. So tell us a little bit about
when
this.
When do you start then?
Well, I just had a first board meeting recently. I was not able to attend for health reasons. We had some health challenges, and mm-hmm. our next one is coming up in October in Yosemite, and one of the other most beautiful parks in California. So
amazing.
We'll be there. But what's exciting is we meet within the parks. I've been to a meeting in Grand Canyon National Park. We try to always meet in a national park, so we are surrounded by what we are protecting, and
mm-hmm.
it's always inspiring to walk within, the parks and see how they are. And, I was mentioning before that the National Park Service, what I love about it, it's a philanthropic arm of the National Park Service. So we do not manage the parks. We have private donors who support programs to create education and awareness and campaigns to get more interest to the parks. We help support the National Park Service and what they're doing and their efforts to, for maintenance and bills. We go to Capitol Hill every spring and we sit down with every congressman and every politician and talk to them and make sure that the parks, national parks, are on the top of their mind and that they are considering them when they're allocating funds and,
right.
When they're voting for measures to protect and preserve. And it's a group of very big park enthusiasts who really love the parks and want to preserve and protect it for future generations. And so, they're raising so much money, and it goes directly into these programs. And I don't know if you knew this, but every fourth grader in the United States is allowed a free admission into the park. So, and that kids are around 10 years old. Around 10 years old, any fourth grade class can visit national parks free of charge. There's no
That's
admission
good.
Fee. Yeah, because they really want that age is such an impressionable age that,
mm-hmm.
To get them into the parks. There's hashtag find your parks, and there's things where you can just get these kids in with the teachers. There's many field trips, and just getting that grade out into the park is just such a strong imprint that it leaves on them at 10 years old. So
thank you for sharing that. So how can we help with that? I know that there's some sort of a program you're creating with Regal Theaters and Coca-Cola as a sponsor. And is this
Well, that's kind of exciting. Yeah, just we have corporate sponsors that we do. We just recently had something with Nature Valley, who did the Hike a Million Miles Challenge for the summer, where you downloaded an application. And if the users logged a million miles, Nature Valley would donate, like $250,000 that they would match the mile they would donate to the park.
Wow.
So it was a very exciting, very successful campaign. And recently, right now, we are partnering with Coca-Cola, Regal Cinemas, and Zantera. So if you visit a Regal Cinema across the country through the month, what's that?
We did today.
Well, there you go. Well, there's popcorn tubs and fountain beverage cups featuring the National Park Foundation logo. And it's a Put Yourself in Park sweepstakes. So now through the 27th of December, customers, they can you scan a sip and scan icon on a fountain
mm-hmm.
cup, and it unlocks a 360-degree national park experience and enters you in a chance to win a trip to the Oasis Resort in Death Valley and other prizes. So it's kind of exciting. So you go to the movies, you can support the parks, and you can win a really great trip to, Death Valley, which is also a place I have visited as a child and loved my experience there. So there are ways to support it.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, and
you know what?
People can get the thing is, I go out there and I will post things on my Facebook. This year, I'm turning 50 this year.
Yeah.
The National Park Foundation.
Isn't that coming up in a couple
yeah,
months?
Yeah, really soon.
Yeah. It's September 29th is the D-Day.
Yeah.
I consider myself, I am I am half the age of our national park system. It celebrated 100 years.
You're an infant.
Yep.
I am
you're
half its age.
You're catching up with us.
So I launched a little campaign on my Facebook page to donate to the national parks in honor of my 50th birthday. Because I'm just like, hey, why not? And, you know, just I think education is key. And any dollar, from $1 to $1,000, you know, every little dollar helps towards education. And I think it's so important when you think of the reason the parks were created, people that had a vision for the park. I mean, President Teddy Roosevelt, he says, we have fallen heirs to the most glorious heritage a people ever received, and each one must do his part if we wish to show that the nation is worthy of its good fortune. Like, we can't let our parks go, and we have to protect them.
Yes, we do. We have to protect it. And everything that grows in them, everything that habitates there, everything that, you know, there's, like Robert read earlier in the Bible, that we're given dominion, but dominion doesn't mean that we can destroy them and have power over them. We're supposed to respect and honor these creatures and these plants and beautiful surroundings that God has provided for us. So, well,
power means responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It means
yeah.
that if you have power over somebody, you're responsible for them. And if you have power over that, which if God gives you power over the earth, you're responsible for it. And we are definitely a human race responsible for our planet by God. Yeah, that responsibility was given to us by God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing is so critical. And we're so grateful that you're part of this, Mindy. A couple weeks ago, I talked about mountains and my creation series. And one of the things I did is I referred to mountains as the challenges that we face in life and the struggles we have to overcome. I know your family has been struggling with some challenges lately. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you wish to share?
Yeah.
Any
no,
of that?
I don't have a. Yeah, sure. Well, my husband was diagnosed 4 years ago with squamous cell tongue cancer.
Yeah.
And it has been a challenge for 4 years, but he got through it, and we were feeling very strong until this March when we were hit again with a recurrence that showed up unexpectedly, and it had moved to his epiglottis. And by the grace of God and modern medicine, we 4 years ago we didn't have the advent of immunotherapy treatments, which are now being FDA approved. So
mm-hmm.
he was able to enroll in a clinical trial, in a very promising clinical trial, and it has shown incredible results with shrinking his tumor, reversing the tumor, and engaging his immune system to fight the cancer, and we've had an incredible result. So, but you know,
great.
with health challenges comes life challenges, and as amazingly miraculous medicine is, there's still the everyday of one step at a time and healing and overcoming and the psychological aspect of dealing with illness and, you know, your mortality, so to speak.
Right.
It's a very eye-opening experience. We have felt blessed beyond measure, the friends and family that have come out. And, you know, it just opens our eyes to the beauty around us, because you reckon your moments on this earth are so fleeting and so short-lived. And,
right.
you know, the little moments that we make such a big moment are not, when you look at the grand scheme of our time here. And when we were able to come back to Jackson and be in this mountain air and look upon the grandeur of these mountains and this sky and the bald eagles, it's life-giving. And that has really allowed him to heal, and it's been a real special experience for us. So
that's the real stuff, right, Mindy? Family,
yeah.
And appreciating your gifts, you know, and just being with one another. And I think, you know, what I heard you saying is, you know, there's too many people that sweat the small stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
don't sweat the small mm-hmm. stuff in life. There's enough big stuff out there. And just be grateful and thankful for every single day.
Yeah, the fact is life is very, very fragile. every day is a gift. So every day we get, it's a time for us to give thanks to God for giving us breath that day. And so the good news is that God has given Glenn more days, and we thank God for that, and he's answering our prayers. We pray for him and for your family every day, and we want to thank you for being our guest today.
Should we see if there's any questions? Mindy, do you have just a few more minutes? We'll see if there's anybody.
Oh, sure, no. Okay. I'm happy to.
Okay, we're trying to get this to about 45 minutes from start to finish, so we've got a few minutes left, and I want to just see if there's anybody that has any questions. We can actually see the screen, too, because now we're putting it closer to us.
Exactly.
I'll go ahead and turn on the question and answer here, too. If there's that's always nice to listen to her voice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we rarely get questions.
Yeah,
but we
rarely.
Might. And if you're listening on Facebook, you can post the question. We can read it. You can see we're much closer to the screen now.
Yes.
So
on the call, you just push star 6, and then you'll be on my computer screen here, and I'll see. But we'll just give you a few minutes to see if anybody has any questions.
No, we'll give them a few seconds.
So,
Well, you know, I was looking at a little fun, interesting fact. Did you know that Delaware is the only state in the U.S. that does not have a national park in it? Every other state has a park, which I thought that was very interesting.
Wow. And Delaware,
And thank goodness for Abraham Lincoln, who used the power of the office to kickstart the conservation campaign. So he gave California the right to protect Yosemite. Yes, and in spite of his act to have the campaign that, you know, the right to protect Yosemite, there was this prospector named James Hutchings who squatted in Yosemite and immediately began exploiting it. He bought a hotel and made plans for a sawmill in Yosemite, a tree's worst nightmare. So John Muir, so lucky for us, John Muir was the gentleman who ran the mill, and he is called the original Lorax and the Tree Whisperer, and he loved the land, and he figured that his interests were purely for profit, and he was very integral in helping enact that, and his quote says, "Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul alike." And that's what our parks are.
I do too. Boy, with that, I think we say good night to you for giving us your time.
Yeah, okay? Thank you so much, Robert.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks for doing your part. Spreading the word, spreading love and awareness.
We love you, Mindy. We love you lots.
Love you guys.
Yeah, you and Glenn. I have to say for Glenn too. Man, never have you met two warmer, more encouraging, more positive people, and they're going to continue to climb those mountains physically and allegorically for a long, long time because they've got the right attitude, and we appreciate that in you, and that's why we're close friends. So we love you.
Thank you.
Lots.
All right. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, this is a church service, and we've read the Bible. Prayed. We've talked about the scripture. We've incorporated it into our testimony time, and part of the church service is to collect an offering. And so, if you wish to make a donation to this ministry, you can click on the donate button, and this is an opportunity for you to give your tithes and your offerings, and so you can simply click on the donate button on our Facebook. Or you can go to the drshuler.org website. You can donate there. Or if you want to do it the traditional way and actually mail a check, you can do that by writing to Robert Shuler Ministries at 218 Bay Point Drive, New York.
2128, not
218. I
skipped over it. You know it.
2128, not 218, 2128. 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And if you have some prayer requests, if you want tickets to heaven, if you want to communicate with us, you can send emails to us at Robert at robertschulerministries.org or to Donna at robertschulerministries.org. So,
and we do answer our own emails, and we answer all of our own prayer the prayer requests that come in. Nobody does that for us. We don't have a staff. So you'll know that if you have something personal and confidential to share with us, we keep it that way, and nobody else will see that. So, yeah, I just want to encourage you there. Oh, I see something there going out of the path of the hurricane. Robert, oh, yes, we prayed for that a little while ago.
We started that
We started
prayer.
That way. Thank you very much. We started our service that way, praying for prayers of thanksgiving and still prayers of safety for people that are, you know, for property and people that are returning soon and for the waters to recede and for no more rain.
And the power to come back on.
So, yeah, absolutely. So all of that. So why don't we just go ahead and close now? And
so,
okay.
So let's just have a moment of prayer, and then we'll be on our way. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives, in our lives right now. We pray for those who are struggling with on the East Coast and struggling with the floods and the winds and the loss of power. We pray that for those who have lost loved ones, the lives that have been lost because of the hurricane, the lives that have been lost because of cancer, the lives that have been lost because of heart failure, the lives that have been lost across America and whose families are grieving today. Bring them peace, Lord. We pray that you'll just continue to give us the realization that today is a gift. And so we thank you, Lord, for this. And that the only thing we ever take with us is that which we give away. And so we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name forever and always. Amen. So we want to thank you for listening to Vital Living Monthly, to listen to the call. And this will be posted on our podcast.
It'll be posted on Facebook, and it'll be downloaded and podcasts already mentioned. You can get our podcast almost anywhere now. So anyway, we thank you for joining us, and please tune in. 15th of next month, we'll have another interesting guest
If it's the 15th of the month, if it's 6 p.m. Pacific time.
It's time for Vital Living
Monthly.
It's
time for you to
monthly.
Make a call.
Okay.
It's time for you to part. Join us. God bless you, everybody. Yes. God loves you, and so do we. Bye-bye.
Bye.